Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, the editor of ETFtrends.com. Follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends, and you'll get some updates when they've got news. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
The Market Vectors Short High Yield Municipal Index ETF, ticker SHYD.
SHYD, the Market Vectors Short High Yield Municipal Index. Let's discuss the whys and the wherefores, and then we'll put it in context with some of our other recent discussions.
Well, we've talked a lot about municipal bond ETFs lately, and for a few reasons. There's been some recent news, obviously, with Detroit, and then more recently with Puerto Rico's downgrade by S&P. So that's something that investors are a little bit concerned about, but we want to put it in context. A couple things, too, with rising interest rates, obviously treasuries, munis, even corporates and high yields can be affected by that. So as we understand that with higher yields or rising rates, the value of the current bonds that are in these ETFs can actually go down. But different types of bonds are affected differently. So what we're seeing is treasuries are affected more than munis and actually more than corporates and high yields as well. The other thing is a lot of ETF providers are offering now short duration. So that's the key. Rather than going out 10, 20, 30 years, a lot of these offerings today are creating short-duration opportunities, which has a positive effect when you're trying to fight a rising interest rate environment. So that's one thing that's an advantage here. The other thing, obviously, the diversification and the fact that, yes, maybe there's a little Puerto Rico that's in this index, and yes, there's a downgrade, but overall, comparatively, the yield that you're getting and the fluctuation that you're seeing in the value of this ETF, you have to take that into account. And I think finally, if you look at the yield, and in this case, you're getting a yield that's over 4.5%, and the tax equivalent yield for this muni ETF for somebody who's in a high tax bracket is 8.9%. So that brings a lot of other factors into play. And, you know, with all that, Chuck, I know you probably got a few questions.
I do. And one of the interesting things is you were talking about how you like the short duration. Almost every guest we have had on the show has been saying long is too risky, short is not the right balance of risk to reward, intermediate is the time to go. And in fact, a couple of weeks ago, you were on the show talking about the Peritus High Yield ETF, HYLD, and one of the things you praised about it was the intermediate time frame for what it was doing. So why short here? Is it something that Market Vectors is doing, or is it that the interest rate picture is so actively changing that right now short term is surprisingly sweet?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about a lot of different types of ETFs, and certain ETFs are for different people. I mean, the Peritus High Yield ETF, great yield, great performance, but going to be a little more volatile than a municipal bond short duration ETF like this. So we have to take it all in perspective, I think. I think the key here is, although there's been a little bit of concern about municipalities as far as defaults and downgrades and that type of thing, when you really look at the big picture, it's been much more stable than other areas of the marketplace, number one, especially what you're getting paid for in yield, number two. And then the other thing is, there are people that are managing pension plans now, or people who have IRA investments, who are now saying, geez, forget about the tax advantage. the yield alone of what I might be getting in a municipal bond ETF compared to a money market or a treasury or even a high-quality corporate is actually being trumped by what's being offered in something like this. So the first time in a long time, there are investors who are putting the tax advantage to the side and saying, the yield alone and the diversification alone may be worth it for me to even consider in my tax-deferred accounts. And you and I have been around for a while. We haven't heard that type of conversation that often. Right?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Because you are getting that kind of tilt and change, does that change what an appropriate allocation is to this fund?
I think what it does is it opens up options. So if you have money markets or short-term treasuries, you're getting nothing. But there's risk in treasuries today, and we know that, and we know that there may be more down the road. I would look just from a short-term standpoint, and whatever you have in money market funds or treasuries, consider moving 20% of that over to an ETF like this, and it's going to do a couple things. You're going to get greater diversification, and your yield is going to go up considerably compared to what you might be getting. And over time, I think it's going to pay off. Might there be a little bit more volatility? Maybe, but in some cases, you might see a short-term treasury ETF actually have more volatility than a municipal ETF. It's strange to think about it that way, but that might be the case.
You talked about over time. Is this a position that you hold in perpetuity, or is this a position that you hold and 200-day moving average or something else determines when you sell?
I would look at it as seeing a rising rate environment in the next 3 to 5 years. Don't trade it on the 200-day average because it's going to trade up and down and you're going to be trading too much. So 3 or 5 year hold on this.
A 3 to 5 year hold on the Market Vectors short high yield municipal index ETF. That is ASHYD, the ticker symbol. The guest, Tom Lydon, president of Global Trends Asset Management, editor at ETFtrends.com. Check out his website, and if you want more information, also follow him on Twitter at ETFtrends and at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always.
Thanks, Chuck.
The big interview is next as the Thursday, February 13th edition of Money Life continues. So stick around. We'll be right back.